Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Legendary pizza and video games. We're at 29 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Madison, Wisconsin, still mourning the loss of a student and a teacher at Abundant Life Christian School after a 15-year-old girl opened fire on her classmates, killing one and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Investigators trying to find out more about the now-deceased suspected killer. The drone mystery over the Northeast continuing with 5,000 tips now reported to the FBI, says ABC's Whit Johnson.
Federal sources tell ABC News they're deploying infrared cameras and drone detection technology to ensure drones flying over New Jersey and New York aren't a threat. Local leaders briefed by the White House. The government is looking at social media, videos, and photos to determine what these sightings could be.
A top Russian general killed by a bomb hidden in a scooter outside his Moscow apartment building. Ukraine has claimed responsibility. A judge in New York has refused to toss President-elect Trump's hush money conviction case on the issue of presidential immunity. This is ABC News. Major damage in the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu after a major earthquake. Major Michael Thompson lives there.
The American embassy has collapsed. The bottom floor with all the staff possibly inside is just pancaked. It's gone.
The quake magnitude 7.3. No word yet on any casualties. Back before a New York judge today, the Long Island man accused of killing several women and dumping their bodies on Long Island beaches.
We're actually expecting a significant development play out at 9:30 this morning. That's when Rex Huerman is expected to go before a judge here in Riverhead. Now, the Suffolk County District Attorney was last seen in court back in October, and that is when the office turned over nearly all the evidence from 400 electronic devices to Huerman's lawyers in a case they believe now dates back to 1993.
That's ABC's Reagan Medji. New rules for seatbelts starting in 2027. All new vehicles sold in the U.S. will have to have an alert that tells you if somebody in the back's not wearing one. This is ABC News.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 34 today in mostly cloudy conditions. West to northwest winds at 10 to 17 miles per hour. Cloudy with light snow likely tonight, around 1 inch or so expected. A low of 24. Wednesday, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. Breezy and cooler, a high of 29. Overcast Wednesday night, a low of 15. 29 Thursday, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible by late evening.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with 6 tag colors on sale every day.
Hi, it's Carl from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, wishing you a joyous Christmas season filled with love, laughter, and safe travels.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
The helpful team at Walsh's Ace is here to help you wrap up your holiday savings with their Wrapping It Up in Red daily sale today through the 24th. Each day, there's a new deal to check off your list. Today and today only, it's hand and power tools. Stuff your loved one's red stocking with screwdrivers, socket sets, and more, all while you save green. Visit Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Muscadet for daily deals and holiday cheer. Walsh's Ace, your holiday headquarters where the helpful place meets the happiest season.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. As we get set for today, it's our monthly visit with Riverdale Schools. And Riverdale District Administrator Jeff Campbell is here. He's brought along a couple of staff members. Chelsea Clark is here and Nick Van Epps as well. So we talk about all the good things going on in Chieftain Country. Well, here we are again. Another month has passed, Jeff.
Yeah, it sure has. We're the week before Christmas. We had a little dress-up day today. Of characters. So watching the elementary kids come in this morning, it was pretty impressive what some of the parents and kids put together and creative views that they have. So we're kind of got some festive dress-up days this week, and I think getting everybody in the mood here for the holiday break coming up.
Tell us about the jersey that you have donned today.
Yeah, I've got the Clark Griswold Chicago Blackhawks jersey, so that's about as far as I go for the dress-ups, but I don't get too creative as these kids do, but I thought I would go out on a limb today and do a little bit of something.
Oh, so. That's always fun when the teachers and staff do those kind of things.
Yeah, it definitely is. We enjoy it, too, and the staff does a nice job organizing these days and just participating in them, and it kind of sets the tone for the kids and kind of challenges the kids to get involved in it. If the teachers can do it, I think the kids can jump in there too.
What are the other days you have coming up this week?
Yesterday we had pajama day. We've got some other holiday sweater day coming up too, where you wear your festive sweater. And then maybe Chelsea or Nick can help out with me. I think there's one other Christmas dress-up day that we're going to throw
neckties
in.
Neckties or something. Yeah, like neckties. Holiday attire, headbands and neckties.
Oh. Yeah, see, some of them I'm not, I don't get involved in, so I don't jump in there too much. But then we've got the whole Friday afternoon for our junior high school is going to be activities and games by our student council. And then there's movies going on and just kind of things to reward kids for, the great work that they're doing in the first half of the year.
And the schedule works out really well where you're done Friday. I'm guessing if you had to go back Monday, that would be kind of an unproductive day for everybody, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would be. I think it's kind of nice just to be done, close it off, and then roll into the holiday season, then come back ready to go there January 2nd. We get a couple days in there to get everybody settled in from the break and then hit our long stretch of the year up till spring break.
How quickly a semester goes by.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be done with the semester about 2.5 weeks when we come back, and then it'll be the second half of the year already.
Wow, crazy. We're going to have a Riverdale group of students in here tomorrow for the radio play with Mr. Simonson, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, that will be. That's always a positive thing that the kids look forward to, our drama department. And then just off their, fantastic performance at the state competition, it's just momentum building for them and that program, and just seeing all the kids and what they've done, bringing light to our school in another way is what you kind of look at, and it's really bringing publicity that way. And another group of students that do great things at Riverdale.
Let's talk a little bit about the referendum. I know we wanted to give an update. Last time you were here, you said you may have some more numbers for us this time, Jeff.
Yeah, so we went to the school board approved a resolution at the last school board meeting, which was last week on Monday. We will be going to referendum on April 1st, and we're looking at this. We're able to drop down a little bit the asking price from the referendum that we did not pass in August. So we're looking at about $115,000 less total amount for the entire referendum amount for the 5 years. Still looking at 5 years, still going non-recurring. The tax impact has lowered significantly. We're asking the first 2 years, we're going to ask for $767,500 to exceed the revenue limit. And then years three through five will be $1.155 million each of those years. And so that turns out to be about 5 years, $5 million. And that is just pretty much for the operational aspects of the district. So continuing to keep our staff, continuing to keep the things that we have going productive, you know, and moving in the right direction, some maintenance things. We just actually post this just a day ago, we lost one of our boilers in our elementary school, you know, an unexpected expense that all of a sudden came up. You're not planning for that. You're not budgeting for that. So that's an expense that comes up every now and then. So we're just that's going to kind of take a hit a little bit more on our budget this year that we didn't anticipate. So those things come up. And this is just to keep us going and doing all the great things that we're doing at Riverdale.
Keep the programs going then.
Yeah, we really want to. And the one thing we kind of pride ourselves on are the lower class sizes. You know, our free and reduced lunch is a high amount. 57% of our students are in free and reduced lunch. And about 45 of those are qualified for free lunch. So that tells you right there that poverty is an issue with our district. And our kids need that extra incentive with that staff, that extra time with our staff to build those skills that are necessary. And I think keeping those small class sizes is one thing we want to do. We don't want to put, you know, staff on layoffs. We don't want to do those things to impact the students within our school. So this will allow us to continue to do that programming for the next couple years that we need to. One thing I should mention, that the jump happens because of the combination. Right now, we've got a referendum that's going to end in 2 years. And so that's why you see the bigger number coming in the third, fourth, and fifth years, because we actually lose some operational money that we had passed along with our addition that we put on a couple years ago. So that's kind of the seeing the two big jumps in numbers at that time.
When you were going around the district after the referendum in August, what were some of the things that stuck out? What did you hear from residents, good and bad, I guess?
Yeah, I think one thing was the tax impact. It was a tougher time, you know, with inflation really hitting a high point. At that time, people really feeling the, you know, the cost of things going up. At that time, things have settled a little bit. They're not perfect in any means, but they've dropped a little bit. We're seeing the inflation costs go down a little bit. And so I think that was the biggest thing, was the tax impact. And, you know, I told a lot of places that I'm looking at options and ways that we can still productively run our school, but try to lower your tax impact. The thing we don't want to do is go to something 2 years from now, go back to you again. You know, we want to get something in place that we can continue to move forward with and feel comfortable with, but also keeping the constituents in mind. That was one thing. I felt a lot of support, you know, when I was around, attended most of the municipalities that hold the most number of people within our school district I've been to. And one thing is support. You know, there's support there. They appreciate it, just kind of hearing our version of things and where we sit. And these townships and these places, they face the same burden as what we do. You know, they're trying to balance a budget too, and trying to keep their services going in there. And they understand that, and I understand that. And we're going to try to work together, because our school is a pretty important part. And we want to keep that in Muscatine and Riverdale. And we get tremendous support from our community. So we're just looking for this to kind of keep those services going for everybody.
Well, it's a good investment, that's for sure, because the students are obviously getting a good education. What did you learn from the recent report card summary?
Yeah, we did well. We did well. We met expectations with all of our schools. One thing with the report card that we scored, achievement was really, really high for us. So we achieved, we were probably, you know, top 7-8 in all the districts in the entire area for achievement, which was pretty good when you're talking about our CESA 30-some districts. And the biggest thing that doesn't propel us up to that exceeds expectations is our report card score is just based off a lot of growth. So we're continuing to work on that growth aspect, and that's about 30% of our report card, where achievement's only about 5 or 6%. So a lot of times when you look at report cards, it's really how you break it down and see how your district is measured. And that's one of the biggest things that we look at. We do really well in our college and career readiness area and our achievement area. We're above the state in both of those areas and continue to do great things in those areas. And then we just got to continue to work on our growth of our lower 20%. That's what it is, 20 to 25% of your students. And growth is such a huge part of our report card. It just kind of holds us back from getting to that exceeds or significantly exceeds. We're doing extremely well. One thing with report cards that we use it as one indicator of our success. It's not an overall saying, you know, if we're here, oh, we're very disappointed. No, it's, or if we're here, we're doing really, really well. It's one indicator. As we said, it, you know, what kids know is such a small portion of that report card. And if our kids know things as we're seeing they do, and they're above state average in what they know, that's important for us. And so we use those, that kind of data line to move forward and look at other, you know, dynamics that really concern our district more than one score on a report card. But we were pleased with it. We're happy where we're at. We're going to continue to do better. We always want to do better. And that's one thing our staff does, but very pleased with where we're at and what we're doing for the kids.
I would think achievement would be something to be most proud of. Personally.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it would be. You would think that, you know, when you're comparing mm-hmm. things. But I think they want to try to make the state, it's a very complicated, if you really dig down into it, our curriculum specialist, Kelly Schaefer does a great work with that, and she's really broke it down to kind of show what we're doing and mention that to both of our staffs, that this is how it's broken down. But I think it's more of they want to try to get a level playing field, they say, so not everybody's really scoring based off the same percentages. So it's a complicated thing. You want to sit down with her, she can give you a two-hour presentation. I told her at the board meeting you get 10 minutes, but otherwise she would. But she spends a lot of time, very breaks it down, really gives us a good idea of what we're looking at, and we're doing what we need to do to reach those students that, you know, might not be scoring as well, and we take that very seriously. So it gives us some ideas, but yeah, like I said, overall we're very pleased, and if we're achieving and kids know what they need to know, that's where we're focusing a lot more of our path on.
You continue to bring along staff members each month, which I appreciate. You brought along mm-hmm. a couple more friends today with you.
Yeah, sure did. Two of our high school staff members, Nick Van Epps. Nick teaches in our math department, actually took on some computer science stuff this year, which he'll give you the chance to talk about kind of on his own accord and trying to improve us in an area of computer science. And then Chelsea Clark, which teaches in our spec ed department, coaches on and runs a couple programs at our school and outside of our school in our community in our area that she'll talk about a little bit today. So very very appreciative of what these two do for us on a daily basis.
Well, we'll start with you, Chelsea, because you brought treats today.
I did, yeah. I hope you like them.
I do. So tell me about the Chieftain Coffee Club.
Yeah, Chieftain Coffee Club is something that's run directly out of my room by all of my students in my room. So all of my students run the business top to bottom. They go to the store, they purchase the items to make the items. They go to the bank with me and they help write out deposit slips. We deliver to both schools every single day. So we actually give to students and to the staff members. They have to have their orders in by 8:45 every day. And what we do is we make coffee, we make our own cold brew, we make Lotus drinks, we make breakfast sandwiches and protein bites, pretty much anything you can think of. I brought you a cake pop today. We have those on occasion on our menu.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's not just making food and making drinks. It's really about what my students get out of it, because some of my students need a lot of social interaction, and more social interaction is better. So they get a lot of social interaction, they get a lot of time management work, they get a lot of organizational skills from it, and it really just helps them become a better person. And I've noticed since I've been running this, I think it's been since 2017 we started, that my kiddos just really, they've grown so much as a person. They have the ability to talk to people now. They have more confidence because they've they've made relationships with staff and they've made relationships with some of their peers that they probably wouldn't normally do if we didn't have the Chieftain Coffee Club. So it's an amazing thing. I love doing it. We're so busy all the time. Like right now they're probably making drinks without me, which they're going to have to pick up the slack, but they're great kids. And it just really gives them all of the skills that they need as far as time management, organizational skills, working with each other, following directions. And hopefully they can transfer those skills later on in life.
All about life lessons, isn't
it? Yeah, for sure. That's exactly what my program's about. Yep.
Tell me about the ingredients, though, in this coffee. Then. Yeah, it's kind of a special brew, isn't it?
That one is that's a French vanilla latte.
Oh, okay.
Henry actually requested that for you, so if you don't like it, you can blame him.
Oh, it's good.
So we brew that right on site. We do all of our cold brew. Some of the Lotus drinks that we sell is like a plant based caffeine. So if you want to call it healthy, you can call it healthy. The kids really like it. They enjoy it. Something else that's refreshing. And it's right in our school. They don't have to go to a different school or different store to get it. And it supports my program, too. So with that, with our coffee business, that supports my classroom. So that's how I go and buy more supplies. And it's how I buy different curriculum. It's how I buy different tools and resources that I use in my room, too. So it really fully funds my classroom. And the other piece of that is I have an independent living course where students get to learn about anything and everything as far as cooking, baking, using kitchen equipment, safety, sanitation, all of that kind of stuff. So we're cooking and baking all the time. I mean, at any given time, you can walk in my room and there's something going on. Jeff can probably attest to that. Sometimes he sniffs out the bacon or something like that. But we're always doing something. And so Chieftain Coffee Club is really the house of that. And it really funds all the things that I get to do in my room.
That's
which is awesome.
Yeah. So that works really well for you because, as we know, school funding is, it's a tough sledding.
It's
so
tough.
You kind of are self-serving there a little
we
bit.
We are 100%. Yeah. We get to kind of decide what we make, what we do with it. And a lot of times we'll do pizza parties and because it's a birthday or something like that. So we kind of have the freedom to do that while I get to treat the kiddos because they do work really hard. And this is something additional. Like people also have to remember that they're still students, so they still have academic expectations. And this is just something extra and fun that they get to do, but they don't get to do this if their grades aren't good. So for the most part, all of my kiddos have really good grades and they work super hard because they have to. And Coffee Club is just something extra that they do that's really fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell us about CCOT. What does that stand for?
CCOT is County Communities on Transition. And it's a group that is comprised of a bunch of different teachers in the district. So mainly Lafayette, Iowa, Grant County. I could list probably 15 to 20 schools that attend our meetings sometimes, but we're all special education teachers for the most part. We also have people that represent ADRC, DVR, IRIS, TMG, all the people that support people with disabilities post high school, basically. And our job as teachers and as agencies that work with us is to really just get students ready for life beyond high school. That's the transition process as special education teachers is like, we can teach you what you need to know here, but we want to teach you something that you can utilize eventually as you leave high school, because eventually that's going to happen. So we really want to just make productive members of society, whether you go on to work or whether you go on to a post-secondary education, whatever you decide to do, we're going to help you do that. So this group meets once a month. We plan a bunch of different events throughout the year for kids to attend, and they get to meet different business owners. They get to go to different workshops that they can do, like mock interviews. They can listen to people from a financial standpoint, as like what do you want to do with your money when you do get a job. They also listen to people from the sheriff's department on how social media safety is important, because sometimes we all need a reminder of that. But we create these events basically that's really good for students to go to, and there's probably like five a year that we do. The most recent one we just did, it was huge. We had like 130 students from area school districts go to Platteville for mentoring day, and they got to choose three businesses. I think we had about 30 businesses participate. They could go to three businesses and they could tour them, meet the management team, learn what it'd be like to work there. And they got to do that for one day. And it just kind of gives them an opportunity to be like, oh, maybe I'd like to work at Walmart someday. Can I go and check it out? Maybe I'd like to work at Dunkin' Donuts someday. Can I go and check it out? There was welding, there was mechanics there. I mean, you name it. We had a place for them to go and check out. So that's one of our really big events. We also do a career exploration day where they focus on like team building, youth apprenticeship is a really big one that our a lot of our kids in our district do. And then we have a read day, which is kind of more for our students who are just looking for more social interaction. So we go to Governor Dodge, we go fishing, we go hiking, we do make s'mores, we make brats on the grill. So that's one, that one's a little more low key. That's just for our kiddos that need some extra social exposure. But this group is a really good group. We do a ton of things. We work super hard for our kids to make sure that they're successful after they're done with us. So we set them up with all those agencies to make sure that they have the services they need.
I'm guessing the businesses are cooperative because they can see, hey, here's a future possible employee, right?
Yeah, they attend the meetings, and every single one of them, ADRC, TMG, IRIS, DVR, they're always like, please send people to us because we can help them. And you wouldn't know it unless you work in it, but there's so many resources for literally anybody. They help with, I mean, you name it, they can probably help with it. They can help with alarms. They can help with, you know, like a sleeping alarm. They can help getting you to work. If you have somebody that is unable to get to work, doesn't have a driver's license, they can help you get to work. They can give you job coaching. If somebody needs some additional assistance getting a job, they can do that. So there's so many resources for people. And that's what CCOT kind of does. We all kind of just sit down and collaborate the best things for kids to make them successful outside of high school.
Yeah. That's the most important.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Let's bring Nick Van Epps in. He's been kind of the silent one in the corner over there. But good morning, Nick. We're here to talk a little bit about math and how do you make it fun for the kids?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us. You know, math, we're all doing it all the time. We're all problem solving like every minute of our life. We were making all these decisions. And those of us that have well-developed problem-solving parts of our brain, we can see many options for ourselves. We can make good choices. And so if we're learning about linear functions, exponential functions, maybe some statistics, we're working out that part of our brain. We're getting ready to be lifelong problem solvers. Whether or not we're finding the slope of the line that we're driving to school, it's a separate thing. But working out that part of our brain, making our brains more interconnected, really gives us a lot of power in life.
The age-old student complaint. How am I ever going to use this in life, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question to ask. I think we're all looking for purpose in the work that we do, and we're gonna have to work hard. We're going to have to learn. You know, we want it to be purposeful and meaningful to us, so we're trying to connect, you know, our daily lives to our math. We're trying to collect our hypothetical lives to math, and more than anything, we're really trying to work out our brains. And while we're doing that, we put a big emphasis on communicating with each other, communicating our ideas to other people in ways that they can understand, trying to be thoughtful in the way we communicate and be logical, organized. And in addition to that, not only are we communicating, but we're also talking about how do we receive information from other people? How do we format our questions so that we can be understood and receive the information back the way we want? How can we ask what if questions? How can we prepare for the future? How can we prepare for what is at the moment unseen, but you know, we want to be ready when it arrives. So we're doing all sorts of stuff in math, along with solving for X and quadratic formula. It's more of a vehicle for us to become just like lifelong learners, lifelong problem solvers, communicators of ideas. It's really fun.
I know Riverdale has been very vibrant with AP classes. Can you tell us, give us an update there, Nick?
Yeah, for sure. There was a period in time where we didn't actually have a ton of AP, but over the years, we're adding more advanced placement classes, including calculus. I think that's been on our list for a little while now, but we had some student demand for more math. We had seniors saying, hey, we want to take more math classes. We want to take more future steps towards maybe at the tech, at college, wherever we're headed. And so to meet that demand, students were saying, you know, the statistics class, we want that. So we've made that happen for students. And it's our highest in demand AP class at the moment, I believe, because it's applicable to everybody. You know, there was a time where I guess like the pinnacle of high school math was calculus. Like, oh, will you take calculus? But it turns out that for many of us, that's not like a practical, it's not applicable to a lot of our like job requirements. And most majors at any university anymore aren't calling for calculus outside of STEM majors. So what they are calling for is statistics. So we live in the era of big data. We're all receiving all sorts of information all the time, and we want to be able to work with that. We want to know about how are people collecting that? How are people analyzing that? What kind of responsible decisions can we make with that information? So we've offered this AP statistics class. Students enjoy it. It's fun. We learn a lot about the world around us. And conceivably, we're doing well on the AP test and receiving college credit along with it. It's this really good opportunity for our students to really extend themselves intellectually and extend themselves socially in this way and just really become more educated adults.
You ever break down some of these major baseball contracts, like how much for every home run and things like that with these million-dollar things?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's some of our students, when they think statistics, they're thinking sports.
Yeah.
How does this apply to sports? There's definitely been a revolution in sports over the last 20 years about who are teams paying a lot in their front office. A lot of times it could be the quants, the computer scientists, the statisticians, because can give us some insights into how we can optimize our play on the field. Why are people hitting more home runs? It turns out that if you hit more home runs, you'll win more games. And we've identified that. So people are trying to hit more. They're changing the impact of their swing angle. They're getting paid more money. And teams that invested in this initially, they're winning more games. So our students want access to that kind of information. Like, what are they thinking as they make these choices? How are they going about it? How do we meld the real world, like our real experience, like the player's personal experience on the field with, hypothetically, statistically speaking, how does this work for us? So, yeah, we're trying to bring in all sorts of context to students so that they feel connected to what they're learning, they feel empowered by it, they feel like they can start to, like, make some of their own choices.
Has Coach Thompson came to you wondering about analytics for his high school team or not?
I think we've got some small sample size problems there, but for the right price, he could hire some of my students, I think, and they would have some opinions for sure.
I know too. Riverdale's been very notorious about getting students ready for college, getting university credits while still in college. Can you talk about that a little bit, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. While AP is wonderful for students, it relies on students at the end of the year on one high-stakes test showing that they've learned a lot. But I think more realistically, we're learning all year. We're showing that we're learning stuff at many stages throughout each semester. And so through UW-Oshkosh, there's a program called CAP, College Academic Partnership Program. And so I'm an adjunct professor through CAP, which means that when you take stats or calculus at Riverdale, you take the course as any high school student would, and you're simultaneously receiving credit at Oshkosh as well. So you graduate, and Oshkosh would love for you to go there and bring your credits with you, but you also could take that and transfer to any school, be it Southwest Tech, Western Tech, Platteville, La Crosse, Madison. You're ready to go. So you've got those credits in your back pocket. No matter how you do on your math placement test, you're locked in. You've got that stuff. So conceivably, you might not need to take any college credit at all in math. Or if you're going to do some advanced physics, you're looking at math, statistics, then you have a leg up on the competition. You're starting out ahead and you're just rising from there. So you can really launch yourself into the next stage of learning. CAPS is a really good way because it's just like it's not a guaranteed success, but it's as close as we can get. And for students, Riverdale's paying for all of those college credits, which is a really nice thing the school board has set up, and it's really good for students. It's so good that next year we're hoping to add on CAP pre-calculus as well, and that would apply to even more of our students and really set them up for future success, no matter where they're headed after this.
And Jeff, not every teacher can have this ability, right? You're fortunate to have Nick.
No, we're fortunate to have Nick along with a couple other students or teachers that do our CAP programming, because you have to have a master's degree in that specific area. So we're looking at some options for maybe some of our other staff that also have that, of trying to branch that out a little bit. But that was we're very fortunate in Spanish too. We hold our CAP courses there, and we're able to do that because our Spanish teacher before, Mrs. Pleckelman, and now our Spanish teacher, Mrs. Pope, both have master's degrees in that area. So you got to look for high quality staff that are willing to go above and beyond and to get those master's degrees in that specific area, and then that are, you know, to do that in your specific area, you're serious about your continuing your education. And they're high quality teachers, and they're observed from the UW Oshkosh staff stops in a couple times a year, and we'll observe them teaching and making sure they're keeping up with the requirements that they have to have. And yeah, we're fortunate in a small school like ours to have people of that level of educating.
We'll talk more about the great things going on at Riverdale Schools after these words on The Morning Show.
Meyer Oil NLP wishes their customers a joyful holiday season. They're grateful for the trust and support shown throughout the year and look forward to serving everyone in the new year.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want four free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
Four free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
Four free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
Four free phones.
Four free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invite you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. New shipment today. We have Philadelphia cream cheese for $2.35, Jimmy Dean regular sage sausage $3.35 a pound, Hormel Applewood smoked bacon $4 per 12 ounce package. We also have Jimmy Dean thick cut hickory smoked bacon for $4 per 12 ounce package, Oscar Mayer thick sliced bacon $5 a pound. All of this plus 100 new discount items at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
We're here to talk about all the great things going on at Riverdale Schools. In the studio with us, Jeff Campbell, Chelsea Clark, and Nick Van Epps. Jeff, we wanted to talk a little bit about the school newsletter. We have the chance here.
Yeah, something new that we're doing this year, and this was one of the goals that we had at the beginning of the year with kind of the changeover in administration. We didn't want to, initiative-wise, we didn't want to just throw a bunch of new ideas out there until we really knew each other and knew the people we were working with. So one of our goals this year was just communication and building relationships. And in my role, it was more just building those relationships also with the students and that and the staff in a different role, but also the community. And so one thing I really stressed to get out there was all the great things that we are doing within our district and keep the positiveness that we have within our district and focus on those things. So we're doing about four times a year. I did one at the beginning of the year. We just released one here at winter, and we'll do one in the spring and one at the end of the year. It's just a school newsletter, just focusing on the main things that we have going on within our district over that span of a couple months, and get that out to the staff, get that out to the community, put it on our Facebook, send it out to all the parents, and then they can kind of look at what we're doing. A long-range goal, we're hoping to get it out in the community to places within the communities like the gas stations and businesses and that, and that's kind of a goal in time, and then people can pick those up and kind of read what's going on. It has some very important information. It has some just basic referendum information. It has activities we're doing, acknowledgement of our drama department this month for what they did, kind of our holiday shop, which Chelsea will talk about, our upcoming tomorrow, our K-5 music concert that we're having. So just a lot of neat things that they can just touch base on that have been going on over the last couple months.
I was going to say, so you actually do print it. It's not just an e-letter.
We do. Right now it is just an e-letter to those places. We're hoping to get it out in time, out into our businesses and that, and I think that will really take off, but that'll take a little bit of time here through this first year. But I like to get it out because I think it can get into other people's hands. One thing we found out, you know, when I went and we did the survey last year that Mr. Schmidt ran with our district, was that not everybody, as you think, is as in tune with the electronic, version of everything. The progressive still plays a big role with a large population within our community. So that's one thing. And I think that paper stuff still has a place. And it's, our community asks that. So that's also something that, I try to get into the progressive as much as I can. And our staff does. The stuff that's going on within our community. So this is just another way to try to get the information spread about our school district, so they're hearing the truth of what things are happening within that district.
What's the name of the newsletter? Have you got one?
Nothing so far. Just kind of the Riverdale newsletter. I haven't got a catchy name yet. I got to work on that.
Need to have a contest or something.
I think so. As it picks up, maybe we'll do that. So
awesome. We mentioned the holiday shop. What can you tell us about it, Chelsea?
Yeah. So the holiday shop is a service project that the Riverdale National Junior Honor Society decided that they wanted to do to spread some holiday cheer and spirit into our district. And the RNJHS advisor, I believe, is Kelly Schaefer, so she's kind of the head of it, and it's sponsored by Chieftain Coffee Club, Sources of Strength, which is another student-run organization with Mr. Williams and Mrs. Troxell, and Educators Rising, and we all kind of came together and got donations from our people in our school district, and then also people in the community. They donated items. We asked for items that were a dollar or something that you wanted to get rid of that you would be nice to give to somebody else that somebody else could use in their home. So we have a classroom set up at the elementary school. It's actually going on right now and tomorrow. All students K through 6 are able to go into the holiday shop into this classroom, and they're able to shop for 5 people in their family, pets included. So if they want to get mom, dad, brother, and cat and dog something for Christmas, they are able to pick something out and wrap it and take it home. Awesome. So yeah, it's kind of cool that the kids decided that on their own, and everything that you see or that the kids will see in there is donated or bought by one of the organizations that sponsored it. It's kind of cool.
Again, some life lessons, right?
Yeah. Yep. I took my kids the other day, and we went to the dollar store and picked out a bunch of stuff that they wanted to donate. At first, they were like, oh, we get to pick this stuff, and we get to choose. I was like, no, we're giving this stuff to people that need it. So it was a really good lesson for them to just also be in the mindset of always of giving, too, right? Like, we had some money to spare, and we wanted to donate to the holiday shop, so we went shopping, and we bought new things instead of donating old things. But anytime that anybody wants to give a donation, they can drop it off at either office any time of the year. So if there's something that you want to donate, they plan on making this an annual event. So if there's ever something that you want to donate that you think somebody else could use, you can drop it off at any office in the district.
Is there a deadline for that, Chelsea, then?
I don't think so. Whatever. Nope. Yep. We're just kind of going to keep getting all the things in that people bring in and use it every single year. Mm-hmm. So I think since it's the first year, it's kind of new. I'm going to let Ms. Schaefer figure out where to house all of that stuff because it's a lot. But they want to make this an annual event, part of the RNJHS. Nick can speak on it too. Part of their thing is service. One of their aspects that they try to work on, and this is the service project that the junior high kiddos came up with. So. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a lot of enthusiasm. And I was going to ask you, there was a story in the news this morning about special ed departments and special ed teachers, and 6 years is about the average for someone to stay in that line of work. Mm-hmm. How do you stay enthused and positive, Chelsea?
Yeah, I really love what I do, and it helps that I like the people that I work with. At Riverdale, we have an amazing staff. I really, truly enjoy all the people that I work with. We have a really good team. We work together really well. And I also think that I've built a lot of relationships with my students, and they're in my classroom almost all day, every day. I mean, they're in other classrooms too, but I see them a majority of my day because they need the extra assistance and support. So I have built relationships with them, and they respect me. I respect them, and we're very productive and we're very efficient. And the people that I work with in my room too, all of the paraprofessionals that work with me and my kiddos, I would not be able to do my job without them. And I really get along with all of them, and we just mesh really well. And so I think you really do have to love what you do. I really enjoy the people that I work with. I like my kiddos that I work with. And I do enjoy coming to work every day. So I think that's just how you stay positive. You just really like what you do, and you try to be positive whenever you can.
And you've been doing it long enough now where you've seen some of those successes now out in the community, I would guess.
I have, yeah. We've graduated a lot of kiddos from my program that have either went on to school. Like, I have kiddos in school right now at Southwest Tech. I have kiddos working, like being really productive members of society. And that's the goal. Of course, you can always teach them all the X and Y's and and A's and B's, but to really just get them out and be productive members of society, whatever they decide to do, that's my job. Yeah. So I'm super proud of that.
Well, thanks for what you do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Yep.
Nick, we wanted to quiz you a little bit more as well before we let you go today about computer science courses.
Yeah, for sure. So it's another situation where we had student demand at our school. Students are like, computers, we want to know more about computers. How do they work? How do we write code? How do we interact with the internet? So we did some work, and we have a one semester computer science class for students where students are learning a little bit about how computers run, how they work, about like the math behind it. But even more importantly, we're spending a lot of time learning our first computer language, which this year is Python. So students are writing their own code. They're creating programs that do all sorts of interesting things. And they're really finding ways to be creative, to do all sorts of problem solving while learning a new language and interacting with computers in ways that they find to be meaningful and interesting and challenging. So we're off to a great start so far.
That's awesome. I'm guessing they're a lot interested in gaming and
oh,
putting
for sure.
together those kind of programs.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have we've had a few different opportunities throughout the year. Just yesterday, students were using code to create their own worlds. In a video game setting, students were really into that. They're writing programs that might be something that asks a user for, hey, what's your username? Type that in. Hey, what's your password? Type that in. Oh, you've made a mistake. You have two tries left. Maybe there's some special username that they've set up a special like condition for. And there's all sorts of different assignments that students are doing. And while some are following like the letter of the assignment, most students are going well beyond that and thinking like, yeah, I made my program work, but now what I really wanted to do is let my friend Steve log in. And when Steve logs in, it sends him a secret message and prompts him for this other password that only Steve will know, and all sorts of different stuff. So students are like really able to express themselves in all sorts of ways that they haven't been able to in other math classes I've had them in before. And it's been really wonderful to see this other side of students where they get to be truly like creative and design their own stuff and communicate in their own way. It's been really wonderful. So it's been such a success. We have about 18 students signed up right now that are taking the class that we're hoping to offer Computer Science 2 next year. And who knows from there. But yeah, there's student demand. We're trying to meet that. And really at Riverdale, we're always trying to offer more opportunities for students to learn about stuff that they're passionate about stuff they want to be improving at. And just, I don't know, become better citizens of the world. They're more knowledgeable and ready for like the next steps of their life.
You're the advisor for a National Honor Society as well.
Yeah, for sure. So National Honor Society it's like a national brand, and it's really centered around students who have academic success, who are strong leaders, who have a focus on service, and have really high character. So we open up applications to students, and those that are qualified are welcome to join. So this year, in the last few years, we have two really big projects we've been working on. And the first is we have found that in our district, sometimes it's tough for our sixth graders to transition to the high school where all of these old students are. I think the idea of it is intimidating, even if the reality is mostly they're left alone, because a lot of seniors aren't talking to seventh graders very often. But we're trying to help with that transition. So what we have done is every sixth grader is set up with an NHS pen pal that we're communicating with weekly. So we send them some email saying, hey, it's great to meet you. My name is whatever. And I just want to tell you about myself. And so through this pen pal, students get to know each other. They get to build this connection. And the idea is eventually we try to provide information about, hey, this is what it's going to be like at the high school and you're going to love it. Here's what it's going to be like in junior high. Here's really good things that are awaiting you when you come over. And then when they do, they know that person in the hall. So if Drayden is my pen pal and I come over to the high school, I already have somebody. I have an old student. I can point to them and be like, that's my guy. I know him. And he's a good person. And if I need something, I can always ask him. So it's this really great connection we're building. In addition to that, we've been running a yearly blood drive that each year has been more and more successful. They say that students that donate, people that donate by the age of 18 once, often have like this incredibly high chance of becoming lifelong blood donors, which is something we need as a society. You know, a lot of us are impacted positively by that, by the gift of blood donation. So we're trying to help students like get in the habit, overcome some fears, and students have really taken to it, and our numbers are up. And student involvement is up, and it's been this really positive thing for our students and as well as our community.
I can see, like, the older students, you know, in the pen pal situation, you know, good role model and somebody to an advocate. I can see that as a positive in that transition between sixth grade and seventh grade, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. It's the kind of thing that might start off a little slow where some of the younger students are like, yeah, why am I emailing this old person that I don't even know? But, you know, as it goes along, the connections get deeper. And some students really latch onto it, and they really build maybe friendship is a little bit of a stretch because of the age gap there, but like some companionship and somebody like that they can look to for leadership and character and just like a path forward. Like, hey, this is going to be good for me. I'm really going to enjoy my time at the junior high, and you know, I've got this.
Great, Jeff. You got a great staff.
We do.
Couple of winners here in the studio.
Yeah, definitely. And I think with our staff, one thing is you notice a lot of these things that they talk about is done on their own time. And it's just not teaching. They're just not teachers. They're leaders and building relationships with students. Very important at Riverdale.
We wanted to talk about, you had recently some recognition, the dual credit program.
We did. Our dual credit program, and this is, as you can see, what they talk a lot about is we have really taken on the college and career pathway initiative is a huge focus for us. And it's just not that college path could be, you know, your traditional four-year path, but your two-year tech school, your one-year programs at your tech schools, or, you know, a career path. And Southwest Tech, we received silver recognition for the second year in a row. Over 35% of our kids participated in some type of dual credit program through Southwest Tech. And we continue to climb. I think we were bronze the first year, then silver the last two, and we're continually inching towards that gold. And then there's a platinum level, too, that we're just looking to achieve, because we want to give more and more opportunities to the students at Riverdale, as Nick said, just bringing those opportunities to whatever they're passionate in, wherever we can find that for them. So huge recognition for our college and career coordinator. Sarah Pleckelman last year was the coordinator of that program. And then Tanner Williamson, who we've had on here already this year, he took over that role this past year. So just continuing and getting recognition for our school for the great things that we're doing.
Your close proximity to Southwest Tech, that's got to be a benefit for you too, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, we've really taken on that partnership with them, and they're very welcome to come out. We have many of their staff come out and lead different things with our students, talk to our students as groups at different age levels, and it's been a great partnership, and we can't say enough how much we appreciate it. And they're providing more and more opportunities, and it allows that student that kind of is a little apprehensive maybe to leave the area just right away into that college experience, to maybe stay at home and then still continue those classes. And they feel comfortable because they've already taken a number of courses while they're in high school, and to make that jump and to build that confidence into whatever they want to do then moving forward.
There's recently been some talk about the SWAL and SWC combining. I don't know if you've talked a little bit about that with the other athletic directors, but combining conferences for more non-conference opportunities. Do you know anything about that, Jeff?
Yeah, we have not been officially approached with anything. I've heard some talk about it. I know last spring the group gave a short presentation to the SWAL principals and athletic directors when I was in the principal role, but we have not seen anything else as far as come in front of us for an official vote or recommendation based off what our conference feels. So nothing yet, but it might be coming down the road is what I'm kind of hearing.
Might be something, well, you know, for Kurt Thompson, your athletic director, scheduling might become a little bit different, a little bit easier.
Yeah, maybe. a little bit that way. I think it's got some good positive points that I've seen with it, and it might help, with that scheduling, because with the number of events that you can schedule now, it's getting more and more difficult to find opponents that will be able to work, you know, with your schedule and keeping somewhat of the same size too. You don't want to stretch yourself out too thin to too big of a school and put your kids at a major disadvantage either.
Winter sports well underway as well. How is participation looking at Riverdale?
Good. We've had a good start. Our boys and girls are pretty active this week. Our girls got a game tonight at Mineral Point. Boys host North Crawford, and then our girls host Iowa Grand Friday night, and our boys host Fenimore on Thursday. I know our boys have not been home a whole lot. I think they've had one home event, so they've got a few more home this week. And then our wrestling team is busy this weekend. They'll be at the annual Richland Center invite. So participation is good. Kids are working hard, and we're already cruising through almost the halfway point to a lot of those seasons. So exciting times, I think. And, Christmas time gives them an opportunity, a few days off here and there, just from the grind of school and practice. So it's kind of a nice time, and then recharge those batteries for the big stretch in January.
Yeah. Next time we talk will be in January, Jeff.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. The time goes by. That's for sure. Thanks for coming in today.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And best of luck to you guys. And thanks for coming in, Chelsea.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Phil.
Chelsea Clark and Nick Van Epps joining us, along with Jeff Campbell, Riverdale District Administrator, on today's morning show.
Men are so hard to shop for. Ladies, do you get stuck not knowing what to get your guy? He already has tools, clothes, sporting goods, and electronics. Hey, this is Amanda at JJ Welsh Jewelers, and I bet I know something your guy doesn't have much of. Jewelry, or maybe even a nice watch. We've recently put together some really neat jewelry that Wisconsin guys will actually wear. From amazing Glock watches to masculine chains, crosses, bracelets, and even really cool dog tags that can be engraved. And so many more amazing ideas for that hard-to-buy-for guy for Christmas. Shop JJ Welsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
For everyone with Greater Richland Tourism, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And also, we look forward to meeting all of our new visitors and guests and soon-to-be friends. Let's everyone have a Happy New Year.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
From the team at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, best wishes for a happy holiday season. They are deeply grateful for their customers and look forward to serving you in the new year.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Season's greetings from Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. May your holiday season be filled with happiness, health, and safety.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. New shipment today. We have Philadelphia cream cheese for $2.35, Jimmy Dean regular sage sausage, $3.35 a pound, Hormel Applewood smoked bacon, $4 per 12-ounce package. We also have Jimmy Dean thick-cut hickory smoked bacon for $4 per 12-ounce package, Oscar Mayer thick slice bacon, $5 a pound. All of this plus 100 new discount items at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608